Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a Friday afternoon. Hopefully you are hunkered down where you're supposed to be, want to be, because getting around out there ain't pretty for sure on this blizzard-like and blizzard-coming day. It's already arrived, I guess. Let's talk about the great outdoors. North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist Doug Lear. Hello, Doug.
Hey, good afternoon, Mick. Well, you know what? I'm a friend, I'm a neighbor, and I'm a listener.
Okay,
and
then come blow my driveway. Then.
Well, I will. I will come. If you tell me when, because this doesn't feel like, you know, on a Friday after, like, this doesn't feel like it's going to be over real soon, Mick.
It started a little too soon. I mean, they closed a lot of schools, and especially down there in Dickey in Lemoore County, where they got a lot of snow a week ago, you know, 4 to 5 inches of fluffy, powdery snow, and there's more coming. It's blowing, and the places that did not close school today, I think, are regretting it in the afternoon, unless they went home early or something. But yeah, those poor bus drivers, rural travel is going to be a nightmare for the next 48 hours.
Well, and that's one of the things, like, you know, you and I, you know, get out and about before the sun comes up. And I tell you what, once the sun came up, it was like, okay, this isn't too bad. But my gut, my gizzard, and everything inside of me is telling me that once the sun sets today, we're going to be maybe even worse than we were before sunrise this morning.
Your gut is correct. Like you told me a couple of weeks ago, listen to your body. It's
yes.
Telling the truth.
Yes, yes, indeed. And it's advice. And sometimes we have a tendency not to listen to advice or listen to our body and try to bowl right on through it. But I will tell you another thing. I was listening to you yesterday,
uh-huh.
And I took your advice, and I called my banker because I was listening to you with Ag Country Farm Services,
uh-huh.
And if you see trouble, you should call your banker. So I called my banker, and he's like, well, there's nothing I can do about the snow and the cold, Doug. So.
Okay, all right. Or the fact that it's the middle of the month, and you got long ways to go till the end of the month. He couldn't help you there either?
No, couldn't help me on that one either. But so when we talk about like this, the and you can use, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but it's crummy, mm-hmm. And whether it's designated as a blizzard yet or will be or shall be or is going to be. But I always know, okay, we're going to do the best we can to get through it. But the light at the end of the tunnel, is it close for this storm? Is it going to be a long storm? And is it a train behind the light at the, like, are we, because what we had earlier this week when we, you know, we got that first little shot, mm-hmm. And then we took the deep dive and we were talking 25, 35 below air temperatures and 50 below wind chills. And we went, so after we get through this light at the end of the tunnel, are we going to go into the deep freeze again, Mick?
No, not too bad. I mean, it will be like Sunday morning be like 5 below and Monday morning probably 10 to 15 below. But I guess that's better than it was yesterday morning. And
wow.
Today, you know, 20s above after being 20s below yesterday. It's 40 degrees warmer right now than it was. 50 degrees. It will be 50 degrees warmer than it was yesterday morning. So I guess my big concern is what's going to, you know, we've got corn standing in the field.
Yeah.
We're drifting that snow in there deeper. That's one major concern. But for the subject matter that you and I talk about, pheasants. I mean,
yeah.
This has got to be just terrible for pheasants.
It is. And, there, you know, there's such a parallel between you and I and the pheasants and the deer and the farmers and the ranchers. I mean, you can, you know, you can take things and you can try to find that silver lining. And oftentimes the silver lining is usually pretty narrow. You know, the silver lining doesn't seem to be, you know, as big and as broad. And so Are there benefits to the moisture and the precipitation and the cold? Yeah, there's some out there. But for the majority of the farmers and the ranchers and the hunters and anglers, the Dugs and the Mix, is this, it just stinks. I mean,
yeah.
and that's you know, one of the things that, you know, when I'm listening to you is the reality is of all the corn that is out there, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can sit there and talk about, well, maybe we'll be able to get this off. Maybe we'll, I mean, it's just for the majority of the critters out there, it's really bad in the short term. The only small sliver of that silver lining is that the way the natural world works is that it's survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, you know, if you're a rancher, you can understand that the weak calves and the weak sheep, you know, lambs, the ones that die, those aren't the strong genetics that you want passed along. And it's the same thing when you talk about hybrids and corn and soybeans and different varieties. You want to breed for the best. So in the short term, do you see mortality? Absolutely. And where we're at in the mid part of January, knocking on the door, the backside of January, if we're seeing losses at this point in time, there's a pretty good chance that even on a, I don't even know if this is even average anymore. It's probably not even average anymore. But if a
typical winter.
In a typical winter, we see mortality. Mm-hmm. Just like when you're calving and lambing, you see mortality. Just like in farming, you see crop loss. Even in a good year, there's spots that maybe were a little bit too wet. Spots that maybe didn't get, you know, one spot got hail, another mm-hmm. spot didn't. You see losses in a normal year. So in terms of the overall big picture of deer from Williston to Wahpeton, of pheasants from Dickinson and critters to Devil's Lake, we're not at the red flag where we get a lot more concerned, probably parallels into like when you talk about like a flood forecast. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in March and April? We're going to see, in terms of deer and pheasants and wildlife, we'll see those impacts probably exacerbated in the springtime of the year if we continue, like a lot of those other parallels, Mick.
Okay, well, you looked at the flip side of the coin. I'll look at the glasses half full.
Please.
Of deep snow, but it's still, there's a lot of crop out in the field, whether it's wheat, canola, but especially corn, that's available for those struggling critters out there, deer and the pheasants.
And it's so tough because, I get out and drive around and I see bales that are out there. I see standing corn that's out there. And when you're a farmer and you're driving by and you're seeing it every single day and you see the deer out there, and we all have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's very few people. And most of those people should be on some kind of medication that like seeing animals suffer.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, they don't want to see deer in their alfalfa. They don't want to see deer reducing their corn. But they also don't want to see those animals suffer. So the tough spot for us with game and fish when it comes to depredation is these non-typical situations. I mean, how do you protect 1,000 acres of corn that a farmer's got standing out there, or 2,000 or 4,000 acres?
Can't.
It's the same, like, how do you get it up? You
mm-hmm.
can't.
Mm-hmm.
You just and we just can't. If somebody has their alfalfa home back at the farm, then we can help with that. But I mean, if it makes you feel better, you can call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll listen to you, and I get those conversations. I have them on the phone, 281-1220, 701-281-1220. And because I know, similar to like an extension agent, you can't fit, you can go to NDSU and South Dakota State, you can go to the top researchers in the world. You can't fix all the moisture that we have and all mm-hmm. the snow and all the precipitation, but there is something, there's something human nature that when we can talk to people and you can express your frustration, misery loves company. I don't know. I mean, there's something therapeutic about that. And I'm legitimate about saying that. Just like, the word has been put out that there are professionals out there to listen to farmers and ranchers that are in some stressful times. I've been listening to it for 25 years, and I can't fix it,
mm-hmm.
but I can listen. I can.
Well, and these are difficult times for sure. And whether it's, turn around, look out the window, there's a 30-foot pile of snow right up behind. And the challenges financially, emotionally, physically, weather challenges. It's some tough. And we'll say it one more time. Everybody needs to contact a professional if they feel they need it, because it's just not worth it what the other family members will go through if a farmer decides to end his own life.
Right. And amen. And I mean, I think you and I are on the same page, is that, we understand the reality is, a few deer in your alfalfa isn't going to make or break you financially. But when you look out the window and you see that, that might be what is the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. So if those deer are the straw that broke the camel's back, pick up the phone, and whether it's calling your neighbor, calling your pastor, calling your game warden, pick up the phone and call somebody, because we can understand and relate. The guys and the gals that I work with, they live here. Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, you're not calling somebody in Washington, D.C. and, you know, expressing frustration about deer. The person that answers that phone is experiencing some of the same frustrations that you have. And you know, I go back like to the winter of 1997, 96, 97. And if you see those deer and that's the breaking point for you, I'm going to just tell you so you can hear it that, you know, taking the rifle out and mowing them all down might in the short term help you feel better, but in the long term, it's going to cause more stress and more frustration. So before you do that, when you have, like, you know, and you know, when you have your livestock feed supplies at the farm, we have hay yards, we have fencing, we can help work on protecting that. When, as you alluded to, when you have 25-foot snowdrifts, mm-hmm. that are going over the top of it, we don't have the silver bullet, we don't have the magic fix, but we've got some things that we can help maybe reduce that and help reduce that stress level, Mick.
Excellent. All right. And when you answer the phone, you might say your call is important to us, but it won't be a recording.
Exactly. So, exactly.
All righty. Well, Mother Nature, as you mentioned, has a way of taking care of depredation. CWD is in the news this week. Let's talk about it.
Let's do it, Mick.
All right. Right after this break here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, Friday afternoon with Doug Lear. This is Farm Talk.